You're listening to Stonecast, Curling in the Twin Cities, with Jordan Wickland and Christopher Lisney.
It's the end of July, sunny out.
Beautiful.
The last couple days have been beautiful. We're sitting in my living room with Jordan and Gretchen Petrzewski.
All right, my turn.
Okay.
It's beautiful out.
It is.
We're in the living room with Chris and Gretchen Petrovsky. No? I thought there was an F sound in there.
It's a sh sound.
So we were both maybe close.
Yeah. Chris was close. A lot of people say it that way.
So the SZ is sh?
Sh.
Petrzewski?
Petrzewski.
Ooh. Wow.
It looks
sounds
like
almost Russian.
Well, when you say it, it sounds Russian, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not Russian or Polish.
Kept the name, though.
I do. I love the name.
All right. Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. For, cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for bringing the juice. Mm-hmm. We're having screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think a screwdriver always is just orange juice. This is orange juice pineapple. It's mm-hmm. a little bit better.
Mm. It's quite good. Gretchen answered some questions of in the garden with Chris about some weeds, some plantings, some perennials.
Yeah, she told me what to pull, what not to pull. Told me I should get butterfly weed.
Butterfly weed,
which
butterfly
is beautiful.
I bet your aunt could help you out with that.
Yeah, she could, or my aunt.
Yeah.
Your aunt.
The reason you're on here is because Bombo gave you a stellar endorsement, and Bombo is our dramaturg. He gives us all the background on all of our characters that we interview, and he said that you were from Hibbing.
I am.
And you're a park ranger.
Yeah, we discussed that test that some people may recall taking in high school, where it predicted your future job, and mine was actually park ranger as well.
You know, it's funny, my brother,
park rangers in the room.
My brother kept on getting park ranger, and he took the test many times. He actually worked in the guidance counselor office, so he could take the test a lot. And apparently there's a question in there that says, do you like to work with people? And if you answer, do you like to work with people? No matter what you say on all the other ones, park ranger.
Park ranger. I'm not a park ranger. Never was. It'd be a cool job, though. I think it'd be cool.
You know, I think we should fire Bombo.
Well, he's also our most frequent mailbag correspondent.
Yeah, and the only one.
We'd
yeah.
like to thank Bombo for his open and honest dialogue in a recent mailbag message. We'll take all your suggestions under advisement, and we'll see what happens on the pod.
Bombo owes me dinner.
Really? Mm-hmm. I want to hear this. Why does...
Well, like, I've always wanted to go to this Moscow on the Hill. Is that the name of the restaurant?
I've never been there.
And he promised me all the time, well, let's go. I invited him to a party, and he said, no, I can't make it, but let's go to Moscow on the Hill. I'm like, okay. Still waiting.
You'll be drinking more vodka.
I know.
You're the manager of the Frogtown Curling Club, and you're the first, I think, the first Frogtown curler that we've had on the
Yay.
Podcast. And I think that with you, we've done all the curling clubs in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm the manager at the club.
How'd you get into that gig?
They had a little email come out. You know, I'm a gardener. I don't have a winter job. So I saw the email and I said, that'd be cool. I can do that. And I interviewed with three or four of the board members and they offered me the job.
You beat out many master gardeners for that job. They said, we want a horticulturalist, possibly a park ranger.
No. You know, and at the time, I barely knew how to curl.
But you knew how to manage.
Well, I did, because I own my own company. But
and delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
And be nice to people.
Did you interview with John Solom?
I did. And Peter Hovland and Jim McMahon.
Hmm. Oh, good guys.
Yeah.
I curled with John in the Goodwill 2 years ago. And, it was a blast. It was really fun.
Yeah, he's my skip at St. Paul. I curl on his team.
Oh, really?
So okay. You curl on Tuesdays?
I curl on Tuesdays at 4:45.
I thought that he curled Tuesday evening. Maybe he has two
he
teams.
He does two teams on Tuesday.
He always has women on his team.
No kidding.
Yeah, what's with that?
What do you think?
He thinks that women are better curlers?
He just wants to be around women. Mm-hmm. But he always has them on his
team. Can't fault that.
No. It's fun.
Is he as critical of the women, though, as he is of everybody else?
Is he critical?
I don't know. I ask him all the time.
I don't think, no. But there's a pretty stern 4 o'clock hobber-dobber call on the Sunday league. Yeah. And I think it kind of freaks out new curlers.
Uh-huh. What do you know what the background is? The hobber-dobber. What does that mean? Why do they say hobber-dobber, hobber-dobber?
This is, you know, a question that we should probably know the answer to, and we're going to hear about for not, because I don't know what it is either.
I don't know what it is.
You're the... So
we don't say hobber-dobber at Frog Tongue. We don't do anything.
What do you mean you don't do anything?
You gotta do something.
No, we don't say get out there and curl.
Get your ass
Everybody
out
just
on
gets
the ice.
Curled. Hmm. They just do it. We have a big cowbell that we ring sometimes.
Oh, I like that.
That's pretty fun.
It's really big.
How big?
It's like big. It's like bigger than a watermelon.
So how long have you been manager of Frog Town?
I was thinking about it. I think 5 years.
So you pretty much know how everything works.
Mm-hmm.
What are the like really hard parts of your job as manager of?
I do a lot of groups, so I teach a lot of newbies how to curl. I think that's the hard. It's fun, and you get really good groups, and then you get some groups that are just afraid to try it, and that's the hard part where you just say, you know what, if I can do it, you can do it. Don't worry, don't be afraid. You might fall a little bit, but if you're low, you won't hurt yourself.
Too much.
Yeah.
Well, people, when I started, everyone's reaction when they're starting to slip and fall is to raise the broom off the ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no.
Why do I need the broom?
Put the broom down.
Why do I need the broom? I'm going to do it without the broom. I'm like, go ahead.
What is what's kind of a go-to piece of advice that you return to again and again with new curlers, and that also applies to your own game?
I guess it's... don't worry about sliding out as far as you possibly can. You know, we'll tell them you have to let go by the hog line, but, and then there's usually male athletic types. That's their goal. They want to slide all the way out to that hog line. And I just tell them, you know, when you feel your speed slowing down or when you feel like you're at top speed, just let it go.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams, especially new teams, confuse a good slide with a good throw.
Right.
It's like, your form doesn't matter. It's great you can slide halfway down the ice,
mm-hmm.
but if you're missing your target by, you know, 2, 4, 6 feet, mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Your form does matter.
Well,
but
of course
there's other things
that matter.
Of course
your matter. Form matters.
Yeah, it matters. The other thing is that we have these step-on sliders that we use at Frogtown for groups, and they'll forget that it's on their feet, so I'm like, when you're done, just step off the slider. Don't try to get up with it on.
I've never tried one of those step-on things, but they look... I see people, you know, I curl against, they'll have those. They look like they work pretty decent.
They do. There's good ones and bad ones. Thicker ones.
Yeah, why is that? You know, like they say, like, my shoes... I was reading that the thickness of the Teflon on your shoes increases the... or decreases the resistance, so it makes it them slide better if mm-hmm. they're thicker.
Right.
Doesn't make any... I don't understand why an extra, you know, 2 millimeters of Teflon is going to slide more.
Maybe it's because it holds the cold, you know, maybe your feet are warm. And then if it's a little thicker, I don't know. I don't...
Yeah, that seems like a good reason. Yeah, you're smart.
I think a person with good form also, it gives them a better center of balance. They can probably...
Having it taller?
Yeah.
By 2 millimeters?
Yeah, provided they have excellent form and balance already. You know, that's not going to help someone like me who doesn't have great form, but have figured out what I need to do to be mildly competitive at, you know, in a club team. I do not make it halfway down the ice. I don't even come close. Though I did get a huge hint from Dex last week or last year where...
Yeah.
He said, don't curl.
He'll probably start saying, don't talk, if he listens to this enough. But in any case, I used to raise my heel when I would throw. And now I really struggle. Like, I'm making a huge conscious effort to keep my left heel on the ice. And it causes my you know, I have to bend down a little bit more. But I'm much more balanced coming out. So that was kind of the thing I was working on this year.
Yeah, I was trying to square my shoulders up a little more. So I ended up putting the broom down further. And that helped me.
Yeah. I also do a long, long broom.
Mm-hmm.
That helps.
I didn't used to. It used to be up here, and then I moved it. It worked.
Do you curl any bond spiels?
No. Well, I do the Frogtown ones. Did the big spiel the last 2 years. That was fun. It was fun curling at Chaska. That was really fun. And then I do the Frogtown Bondspiel, the member-only one.
Mm-hmm. Where you give out Evinrude motors?
No.
No?
We got, you know, we got these sweet bottle openers that were engraved.
I got one. I got one.
Are they cool?
Yeah.
They are cool.
Yeah. Well, my team was, we had a kind of a nice little deal. Deb McCormick came in.
She a member?
No, but I am. So it was a little controversial, but she's been there before. She actually was at the first one. So
is she a pretty good curler?
I think so. Yeah, she's pretty good. She's like a swan when she comes out. It's just so graceful and pretty. And oh my god, that's fun.
So you think Deb McCormick is pretty?
I do.
Did you end up winning like the big spiel with Deb McCormick?
Did we what?
Did you end up going far in the big spiel with Deb McCormick?
We didn't do the big spiel. We did the Frogtown spiel.
Did you win?
We won the fourth event.
Is that why? That shouldn't be controversial.
Well.
What? Okay, here we go, Gretchen.
Okay.
What do you think the ideal age is?
36. Because when I was a little girl, the year 2000, I mean, when I was like, in grade school, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever. Like, oh my God, in the year 2000, I'm going to be 36.
In the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
And then I turned 37. I'm like, what? What's this? I never really thought past 36.
Mm. I think either the Renaissance era, like that age, or like when the West was being settled, I would thrive in those ages.
I interpreted it your way, Gretchen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
Chris went historic. No, it's great.
Well, now that changes my mind.
Are you from Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah, apology. You're like, I'm sorry.
So you, when the West was being settled in the Renaissance.
I just think that anything, like, I find, I'm kind of resourceful. Mm-hmm. Like, if I didn't get killed, although I don't have a good eyesight and my wrists were broken, so I would probably die in both of those eras. So I should take that back. But something where you're like being resourceful and would really, you know, I'd probably have like a little mercantile or something. Or I just think that would be really sweet. Like here, there's a lot of rules and there's a lot of infrastructure and it's a much more complex era.
You must have loved Oregon Trail.
Yeah. No. Well, it was all right. I mean, I dominated on it. I actually wrote a program to play it.
Really? You didn't die of dysentery? So wait. Instead of playing it, you wrote a program to play it for you?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound fun.
What fun is that?
I'm very interested in using technology to dominate the world.
Mm.
Mwah!
Hashtag curling media rise. Which position do you throw?
We mix it up.
Okay.
On John's team on Tuesday, I throw lead, which I like. And then on my Wednesday team at Frogtown, we kind of rotate, but I think I was throwing last rocks, but I wasn't the skip.
Okay. We did that for 1 year and then we switched back to normal standard lineup because it was too weird.
Barb Kutzmer was our skip, and I'm on the team with my high school friends. And so we kind of just kind of played one way for a couple years, and then we switched it up last year. And she likes to skip, but she doesn't like to throw last rocks.
Mm. So you said you only started curling a few years ago. Did any of your high school friends curl, or did they kind of come with you on this journey?
No, they. It was all me. I wanted to do it really bad, and when Frogtown opened, that's how we got in.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Because I did it like in high school, just for a little time, a week. And it was so fun.
It was fun. My first time, I was in middle school, and I was visiting a buddy who lived in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and his birthday party was at the curling club.
Mm.
So we strapped sliders to our knees and elbows and, you know, did all the things they don't want you to do when they have a group of rambunctious children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids. But then I probably didn't do it again until about 6 years ago. After college. So
when you did it in high school, what curling club did you go to?
The Hibbing Curling Club.
Hmm. Is that a nice club?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's big.
Have you gone back there?
Well, the last chance is there.
Oh, yeah. Have you been to that?
Yeah.
I've heard that that's a really, really fun.
It's fun.
I read in the U.S., the curling magazine, that the Hibbing, that they used to give out outboard motors, like back in the day.
Probably.
That was the winning, like you'd get an outboard motor. And then they switched it because all these Canadians would come down. And then they'd win an outboard motor because they were better than us in the US. And they had to pay duty, so they switched it to a cash.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, outboard motor, that's sweet.
That's really cool.
That is.
Nowadays, an outboard motor is like 20 grand.
Yeah.
So.
Need a boat, though.
Yeah.
You can still mount it on your wall next to the fish.
Yeah, or just put it in the back of all the curling trophies.
Yeah.
You know? Gretchen, you said in your questionnaire that you listened to classic rock on a boat.
Yeah.
Tell me about your boat and what you do on your boat.
I have a little boat, but my boyfriend has a big boat. It's on the St. Croix.
Mm.
And he's out of Windmill Arena, and we just get on the boat, and he's a member of a little beach club, so we get to go to this private beach.
Wait a minute. There's a private beach?
Yeah.
St. Croix seems like it's really an interesting...
It is. It's my first year ever kind of on the river, and boy, it's fun.
It's not going to be private anymore due to our legions of loyal listeners.
Yeah. You have to have a certain stamp and flag to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like.
Can you share this stamp and flag with us, or is that a secret as well?
Yeah. I think it's a secret.
Well, what happens if you're that, at that beach and you don't have the stamp and flag?
I think you could be asked to leave. But you could.
Would they arrest you?
No, I don't think so.
I'd love that. It's like getting detention for chewing gum. I was thrown in jail for sitting on an illegal beach.
Well, I thought it was a situation. What's that novel with the kids? And there's the conch shell. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, what is that?
I can't believe I can't remember this right now.
I don't know.
And Piggy gets killed.
Yeah.
And there's a riot. And it's pretty much...
I was a biology major, but I know the book you're talking about. You're an English major, and you not knowing it means you have to turn back your master's
degree. Mosquito Coast?
What? Oh, no. I like Mosquito Coast, though. No, this is like a classic coming of age.
Why can't I remember this? I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe because the ibuprofen.
I can't believe I can't remember that.
Combined with the vodka, my hip feels real good for the first time in a week. But can't remember some of my favorite books.
Oh dear,
it's not catchy.
Yeah, so the beach is fun. We just hang out there and go swimming.
So you have a little boat. What's your little boat?
I have a chaparral, like a 19-foot runabout kind of boat.
That's a pretty big boat.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you fish?
I have, but I don't generally.
So what do you guys do on the boat? Just drink?
Mm-hmm.
And listen to classic rock?
Listen to classic rock.
What's the big boat?
It's a Tierra.
Oh.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, so is that like a cigarette boat style?
No.
Pontoon, or what is it?
No, it's, I don't know what the style is, but it's...
Is it a cabin cruiser?
Cabin thing, yeah.
Wow.
You can sleep on it. You can take a shower on it.
Have you slept on it?
No. Or just jump in the river?
Have you taken a shower on it?
No.
Does it have a bathroom?
It does.
All right, I'm not going to ask.
yes, I've gone to the bathroom on the boat.
The the guy that I used to, our office used to be in Robbinsdale, and the guy that we rented office space from had a boat from Florida.
Lord of the Flies.
William
Golding.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, Lord of the Flies.
So it's a Lord of the Flies situation with the St. Croix Private Beach Club.
Oh.
If you show up without the flag and the stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I should be able to edit that right in. We're going to sound so smart.
Well, it's like a decal on the boat.
If you could donate $1 million to any charity,
which
charity would you donate it to?
I suppose a lung cancer charity. My dad died of lung cancer, and it's just scary, and it's an awful way to go, and... I think they could do more for that.
Cancer in general is pretty scary
because
it's like all of a sudden your body, your cells are like, okay, we're going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kill this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about your dad.
My dad, his name was Bob Robert. He grew up in...
Bob Robert?
Robert Allen Klesig. He grew up in Fairmont, Minnesota, so southern Minnesota. And... moved up to the Iron Range when he got done with school. He was an English teacher.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So he taught 9th grade English in the high school.
Probably taught Lord of the Flies.
He did a lot of Jack London.
Oh, yeah. Jack London's great.
Mm-hmm.
His short stories are phenomenal.
Yeah, he was the Call of the Wild guy and Tolkien guy. And he used to write my mom poems.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And he died, I think he was... 72, so it was 5 years ago already, I think. My mom's still alive. She's still good. Lives by herself.
Okay. Is she up on the Iron Range?
Yeah, she's in Biwabik now.
That's where my mom's from.
Really? It's Biwabik.
It's Biwabik.
It's not Biwabik.
It's Biwabik.
It's Biwabik.
I told you, man.
Yeah, that's like a natural. That's a, yeah.
We got into this on the last episode.
Really?
Yeah, or two episodes ago with Carl.
Your mom's from there too?
Yes.
What's her name?
Her maiden name is Nygaard. So she's Harin Shar Nygaard's oldest daughter.
Okay.
The other three are still up there.
Mm.
And now she's Wicklin, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Married a Swede. That was contentious, I think. And a Republican. That was even more contentious. But no, you must be, I'm before. Sure. You must be familiar with Vi's Pizza.
Oh my gosh.
That's my great grandma.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, I love it.
I'm just glad, someone's finally familiar with it. Oh, Carl was too. That's cool.
That's great.
We should get some sponsorship dollars
from
Vi's Pizza.
Wow.
Either sponsorship dollars or a pizza.
Yeah.
Their half bakes are great.
Could we go up there and do an episode?
A half bake.
Yeah, it's a great bar. Yeah. They moved into the old Kenny K's up there now.
They switched locales recently, and I haven't been there in a few years, but you know, it's a great bar.
Mm-hmm.
And great pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's actually phenomenal pizza.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Grandma's Vi's old. She got a thick, hearty red sauce. Well, what's your summer jam? What's your pontoon, drink in hand, rock? What do you really like to hear?
Music-wise?
Yes.
I like...
What do you like to hear non-music-wise?
Birds overhead.
I love it when eagles fly.
I like when the ospreys take over the eagle nest.
Yeah. Fry like an osprey to the sea. Making burgers and french fries for me.
See, you wouldn't have been gonged at the Otter on Friday. my voice was just too deep, and I'd been yelling too long.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, any music is good. Country, I'm going to go see Luke Bryan. That's going to be good. I'm going to Wii Fest.
Going to Wii Fest.
Just went to Cheap Trick and Steve Miller Band. I'm going to Journey.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you have the energy to go to all of these music things?
Why?
Like, I get to go to, like, one concert. Well, I go to the Dakota quite a bit, but... I guess that counts. But, I don't know. I guess it's not a priority for me as much as other people. Getting babysitters and figuring all that stuff up is...
I'm done with that. My kids are old, though.
How old?
22 and 20.
Are they in state or where are they?
Yeah, Martha is... she lives here. She just graduated from college.
Congratulations, Martha.
She started her own little company called Nestle Packs.
Martha's Cookies.
Oh. Nestle Packs. They make backpacks for autistic kids. It's really a cool thing.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And my son Wilson goes to Iowa State. He's a junior.
Ah.
What?
Well, he worked with me this summer, which has been interesting.
What would be unique about, like, autistic kids? Why would they have... What special need would they have as far as a backpack goes?
They need to be... have a they like to be tightly held or hugged. So, you know, you've heard of those thunder vests for cats and dogs when they freak out during the thunderstorms. This is sort of the same thing. It's a hugging backpack.
Hmm.
And they have a few clip things that so they can put their sensory toys on.
Hmm.
And it's weighted, too.
Jordan's about to have a kid. And he doesn't know what's waiting for him.
Thank you.
So great.
Yeah.
But kids, like, you know, when you have kids, everybody talks about, like, oh, you know, is she a good sleeper? Can you put her to bed? And putting her to bed was really easy. And we used this straitjacket thing.
Really?
It was like a, you know, like they tell you when they teach you how to, like, swaddle your kid.
Right.
It was like a swaddler, but it had, like, a Velcro. It was a stretchy Velcro thing. And I could get her, like, a little cocoon, and she would just be out.
Yep.
And I always felt weird, like, putting her in a straitjacket. But, you know.
I think more people wish they could do that to their kids, and they just don't.
I had this
But now we know it's okay.
I had this great invention that actually some friends of mine thought was just obscene. Older moms, particularly. But I thought that it would be great to have an invention called a homopod, meaning a homostasis pod.
Chris, this is
like it was a
blood pressure thing.
No, it would be like
a homopod.
It'd be like a
suit. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It'd be like a suitcase, and say you're going to go to dinner, and you have a 2-year-old, and you lie the 2-year-old in the suitcase, and then you hit the homeostasis button, and it lowers their metabolism down, so that you could just leave them in the trunk, because they would be like completely like
so. You're one
comatose.
Of these. You're one of these basement gene editors I was worried about.
Gretchen, it's been great. I'm so glad that you could make this happen. Mm-hmm. Come inside on a beautiful day and be interviewed about nothing in particular.
Nope. I was nervous.
Didn't seem like it.
Nothing to be nervous about. Nervous.
Thanks for being the juice.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And the garden know-how.
Mm-hmm.
But you should read that book, Second Nature. You'd enjoy it. You'd enjoy it, too. What is the nature of a garden?
Anyway. All right. Mm. I know the nature of my garden. Overgrown. A friend of mine gave me this advice, though. She said, if you stress out about all the little weeds are hard to pull out. Let them get big. It's easier to pull out bigger weeds.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good advice.
That's good advice.
That's good. Good.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Excellent.
Cheers. If you want to send us feedback, go to our website, stonecast.rocks. Click on the About Us button and fill out the form to send us a message.
I'd like to hear more about this pig roast occurring on the 31st.
Are you going to come?
Well, I need the stamp and the flag. Well, does this take place at the St. Croix private beach?
No, it's at the Lord Battle, of the Flies situation.
You're already roasting a pig. We're getting there.
Battle Creek Regional Park shelter.
Nice.
But it's really cool that they do this pig and they stamp our logo on it. Like, brand it.
That must hurt the pig.
But he's dead.
Where'd you get the pig from?
I want to say, Divine Swine Catering.
Nice.
That is remarkable.
That makes sense.
You haven't chose the pig yet?
No.
You haven't named the pig?
No.
I was watching a food program that had, it wasn't Andrew Zimmern, but it was one of those where they travel to exotic locations.
Mm-hmm.
No reservations?
Yeah, I don't think it was that one. I was thinking it was that, but it's not. But it's outside of New York that you would go and you could choose the pig. So they had pigs running around, and you'd choose the pig that you want, and then they'd herd it into the barn, and then you'd wait on the other side, and the slaughtered pig would come out the other side. And I was like, wow.
That's awfully close.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.